The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Now, we're in the liturgical cycle, Cycle B, and that means that we've recorded our Sundays of Advent with Father Peter Malone via Skype. So the Sunday reflections are somewhat different in tone, but bear in mind that's because there's 12-odd thousand miles between us. Second Sunday of Advent. Now, the film you've selected for us, Peter, today is Angela's Ashes.
Yes, a lot of people didn't like Angela's Ashes because they found it too grim. Maybe we should have had it for one of our Lenten discussions, but I think it serves very well to get an atmosphere of Advent, the time before the coming of Jesus, and very much, I would say, the need for some kind of grace in people's lives. Do you know the story of it yourself?
I do. Isn't it a semi-autobiographical, Frank McCourt's book?
It is, yes, based on his upbringing in Limerick, although I was told when it first came out that people in Limerick wanted to disown it and that Limerick wasn't like that at all, especially with all the rain and the bad weather. But whatever that be, it helps with this rather grim atmosphere of the McCourt family growing up in poverty with a rather reckless father. The kind of atmosphere that John the Baptist perhaps was talking about in the Gospel, where he was asking people to look at their lives, see how difficult they were, but to repent because grace was coming. So a very strong Advent Gospel, and it's the opening of the Gospel, the way that Mark actually begins the good news about Jesus. And he quotes from the book of Isaiah, and that actually is the first reading as well that he's quoting, that there will be hope, that life might be miserable, but mountains will be laid low and valleys filled in, and God will come very much to our aid. So that was why I chose this particular film.
Hello. This is my son, Francis.
You're never to let anybody slam the door in your face again. Do you hear me?
I do.
You might be poor, your shoes might be broken, but your mind is a palace.
Let's talk about the backdrop to the film. Obviously, Frank McCourt grew up in Catholic Ireland. How does the plot touch on the church?
Well, the picture of Catholicism in Angela's Ashes comes from the 1930s and a rather grim time in Ireland. I think in terms of the Advent theme, it actually shows the harshness of the Catholic Church and a need for some kind of renewal and grace. Frank McCourt wants to go to a brother's school, but he's too poor and they decide not to let him in. And as he grows up, perhaps a bit disillusioned with things and a relationship that he has, he's praying at the statue of St. Francis, and this, I think, is the hopeful part. A very sympathetic Franciscan hears him, is able to talk with him, and he's able then to come to some kind of repentance and understanding and an experience of grace in the church. So I found that picture of a harsh church and an understanding and grace-filled church a very helpful image from that film.